This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stressed the need to develop an intelligence coordination strategy with friendly nations to detect anti-India outfits and networks, delivering the 37th Intelligence Bureau Centenary Endowment Lecture in New Delhi. Mr. Shah said, out-of-box thinking is required to find solutions in the face of challenges such as attacks on critical infrastructure, cyber attacks, information warfare, and radicalization of youth. Praising Intelligence Bureau, Home Minister said, due to the working methodology, vigilance, alertness and the tradition of sacrifice and dedication of IB, the country is safe today. Mr. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the security agencies have established dominance over various threats to the nation by fighting a decisive battle over the last 5 years. In the coming days, he said, intelligence and law enforcement agencies must increase the use of AI and machine learning. National Consumer Day is being celebrated today. This year, the theme is virtual hearings and digital access to consumer justice. On the occasion of the National Consumer Day, Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi will launch various initiatives in New Delhi today. It includes the Jago Grahak Jago app, and the Jagriti dashboard, which are aimed at identifying dark patterns on e-commerce platforms and empowering the consumers. He will also launch the e-map portal to streamline licensing, verification and registration processes for businesses. The Consumer Affairs Department will also launch its revamped National Consumer Helpline portal incorporating advanced features. Minister of Defence has said that Swarnim Bharat, Virasat or Vikas will be the theme of Tableau for Republic Day 2025. It added that 15 states and union territories have been selected to showcase their Tableau on the Kartavya path during the parade. These states include Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chandigarh, Dadra Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, Goa, Gujarat, Haryana, Jharkhand, Karnataka and others. In addition, 11 ministries and the Department of Union Government have also been selected for Republic Day 2025. External Affairs Minister Dr. H. Jaishankar will be on a 6-day visit to the United States beginning today. During the visit, he will meet counterparts to discuss key bilateral, regional and global issues. Dr. Jaishankar will also chair a conference of the Consul Generals of India in the USA. Ministry of External Affairs has received a note verbal from the Bangladesh High Commission in connection with an extradition request. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, at this time, they have no comment to offer on this matter. The interim government in Bangladesh had sent a diplomatic note to India to send back former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Since her ouster as the Bangladesh Premier in August, Hasina has been living in India in exile. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. According to IMD, light to moderate rainfall is expected over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Karaikal, Puducherry and Odisha for the next 2 days. The Met Department further added that there will be a gradual fall in minimum temperatures by about 2 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days. Central India and Maharashtra can witness a gradual rise in minimum temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees Celsius during the next 5 days. In shooting, Shahu Tushar Mane clinched the gold medal to claim his first senior national title in the men's 10 meters air rifle competition at the 67th National Shooting Championship in Bhopal yesterday. He edged out Dhanush Srikant, who bagged the silver medal. In the men's junior national final, Rudrangsh Patil, a former world champion from Maharashtra, clinched the gold medal in the 10M air rifle category. In weightlifting, India's Sairaj Pradeshi bagged 1 gold and 2 silver medals in snatch, clean and jerk and total lift categories at the Asian Youth and Junior Weightlifting Championships in Doha, Qatar yesterday. He bettered his own youth national records to clinch the 81 kg men's title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.